We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer. We begin Halacha Dalad. This is Hilchos Piri Varivya, Halacha Dalad. Chayev Odom Liso Isha, Kedei Lifrois Velirbois. The Shulchan Aruch says that a Jew is obligated to marry a woman in order to reproduce, in order to perpetuate mankind. And the Shulchan Aruch says there in Evan Ezer, chapter 2, paragraph 2, Rav Nosson Zal quotes, Kol hamishpochos becheskas ksheirois. All Jewish families are assumed to be Jewish, to be kosher to a degree, and the v'chulu, and the Shulchan Aruch says, except if there were doubts, etc., etc. And then it goes on to say, however, Afal Pikein, even though we're making that assumption, im roiso shtei mishpochos shemizgoroi zu bazu tomid, if we see two families that are constantly fighting, getting into arguments, fighting, oy shnei bnei odom shemizgorim ze boze, or two individual people that are always getting into arguments, fights, Oy roisa mishpocha shibalas matzo mariva tomid, or you see a particular family that's very argumentative. They get into fights with all of their neighbors. They can't be at peace with people. They're usually known to be difficult people, very hard to get along with. Oy roisa ish shehumar be mariva imakoil, or again, it's not a family. You see an individual person who's always getting into arguments with people, disagreements, arguments, fights. Ve'az ponim beyoser, and the person shows a lot of chutzpah. They raise their voice. They're not afraid to start up with somebody older than them, somebody more learned, richer. Chutzpah. Az ponim means chutzpah. Choshishim lohem. We place a suspicion on that family. We suspect that maybe their lineage is not pure, maybe they're not really Jewish. Veroi lehisrachik mehem, and it's the right thing to try to keep one's distance from them. She'elu simonei psulaisheim, because these are signs of a family being posel, being not part of the Jewish nation. V'chulu etc. The Shulchan Aruch adds a little bit more. Then Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein mi sheyesh boi azus ponim v'achzorius v'soineus habrios. And so too, an individual person who has chutzpah, who displays a lot of chutzpah and meanness, not willing to be nice to people, not willing to show to kindness, v'soineus habrios, and dislikes everybody. They see something wrong in everybody and don't get along with anybody. V'chulu, etc. Choshishin loy shemo givoinihu. We suspect that this person is not an authentic Jew, but rather maybe this person comes from the givoinim whose conversion was questionable. Ad kan l'shoin shulchan aruch, simen beis, sif beis. This, Rav Nosson Zal was quoting the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, chapter 2, paragraph 2. The Meforshim, some of the Meforshim there point out that this is obviously based on the famous Gemara, which says that one of the ways that you can recognize a Jew apart from other nations is Baishonim, Rachmonim, Goimlei Chasodim. These three qualities, that a Jew is naturally Baishan, shy, not brazen, not arrogant, not the first one to speak up, not somebody who would speak up in front of people that are older than them, and not one certainly who would speak in a nasty, disrespectful way to anybody. That's the Baishonim. Rachmonim means people who have a soft heart, people who care about others, who are sensitive. When another person is hurting or in pain or has a need, they feel that, they share that pain with them. That's Rachmonim. And Goimlei Chasodim are people who find it natural to do favors, to want to help another person. If I have an opportunity to help somebody else, then I enjoy that. That comes naturally to me. So Rav Nosson Zal says, looking at what the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Nimtza, we see, She'ikar psul ha-mishpocha hu'alidei azus the sitrachra, that the main thing that would disqualify a family, that would put doubt, major doubt, on a family's kashrus, is when there is this chutzpah of the sitrachra, a chutzpah that's being used in a wrong way. She'kol mishpocha she'royim b'em she'im aze ponim b'yoser, so that any family where we see that they are extremely chutzpedik, not within any normal boundaries, ubalei riv umatza, and they're people who are argumentative, always finding it easy to disagree with everybody, tzrichin lehisrachik mihem, we have to distance ourselves from them, shaloi liso mehem, not to marry into such a family. Now, Rav Nelson Zal says, "V'zeh mavoyer al pi haTorah choisem b'toy choisem." This can be understood very well based on chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, the chapter choisem b'toy choisem. Mavoyer shom, that's a long, complex chapter in Likutei Moran. Rav Nelson Zal is going to focus in on one paragraph there, basically, and he's going to touch a drop on the other paragraphs. But basically, he's keying in on one of the paragraphs there. Rabbi Nazal explains there, She'ikar hisrachkus mehakedusha hu'alidei ho'azei ponim shebedor, that the main thing that keeps people far from Hashem, far from tzaddikim, far from Torah, is the people that have chutzpah, people living in that person's generation who have the chutzpah to speak against Hashem, to speak against religion, to speak against Torah, to speak against tzaddikim. Those people make up one of the strongest obstacles in blocking people from coming close to Kedusha. And Rabbi Nazal there says, we know the Gemara says, Rabbi Nazal quotes the pasuk, Nehalta ve'ozcha el nevei kodshecha, that in order to come to nevei kodshecha, to the Beis HaMikdash, to a place of holiness, it requires ozcha, it requires oiz, azus digdusha. It requires a certain toughness to stand up against the azeponim shebedor. Because they're there, that's a reality. That in every generation, the Gemara says, in fact, that originally Hashem intended to give the Torah only after so many and so many generations. But he saw that the world could not exist without Torah, so he moved up that date. And then the Gemara says that Hashem took the azeponim, the people with chutzpah, and he sprinkled them throughout all the generations. He spread them out. And it's, this item is so important that when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, page 1, line 1 in the Shulchan Aruch, we know the Shulchan Aruch that we have, brings from the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and from the Ramo, Reb Moshe Israelish, the Sephardic chief rabbi and the Ashkenazic chief rabbi that gave us the Shulchan Aruch that we have today. The Ramo, on page 1, line 1, says that as an introduction, now that you're starting, you're opening the Torah, you're opening the Shulchan Aruch, which is going to tell you everything you need to know about serving Hashem, the first thing I want to tell you is beware that when you're going to want to serve Hashem, there are going to be people who are going to make fun of you. They're going to insult you, embarrass you, degrade you for being religious or for wanting to be religious. You have to know that. If you don't know it, if you're not ready for it and you get it, you get hit in the face, sometimes the results are very, very painful. If a person has been forewarned, they know to expect it. They know that that's normal. The norm is that there are some people who have such chutzpah that they're not afraid to speak against Hashem. They're not afraid to speak against tzaddikim or the Torah. And they're not afraid to insult me to my face. A person would say sometimes, I can't believe that person said it. I thought he was my friend. And the answer is, he is my friend. When it comes to lending money, borrowing money, going to the track, best friends. But this best friend sometimes will have no compunction of making me feel like dirt, like mud, like a mental case for putting on tzitzis or putting on tefillin or wanting to get up in the middle of the night, whatever it is, items of religion. And a person needs to know about this. This has been declared on page one, line one of the Shulchan Aruch. It's the introduction. Before we begin, let's know the arena that we're working in. Let's know what we're dealing with and what we're up against so we know how to address it. And in this chapter, 22 in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal clarifies this issue. Shehein mizgabrem beyoiser, those people, these azeponim shebedoer, they try mostly laharchik mitzadikei emes, to keep people away from the true tzadikim, shehein bechinas hoshivaroyim, who are represented by the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael, shekol hamshochas hoemuna hagdoisha hual yodom, whereby the whole transmission of our heritage, Jewish heritage, being passed down from generation to generation, heritage, tradition, religion, whichever word you want to use, that is passed down from generation to generation through the tzaddikim of the generation. They're the ones in charge. They're the ones in charge. They're the ones who are best qualified to teach and transmit emuna from generation to generation. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk ure'ei emuna. The word re'ei means to pasture. The word re'ei also refers to the shivaroim, these shepherds. These shepherds, they're in charge of emuna. They're the ones who know it the best, who are the greatest believers in Hashem, and they're the ones who know how to teach this emuna to the people who are close to them in each and every generation. Alkein, therefore, Yefsher lehiskare vel hakedusha, it is impossible for a person to come close to kedusha, kiim al yedei azus digdusha, unless the person has a certain holy toughness. The person is tough. The person is able to say, shut up, I don't want to hear that. I'm not interested in hearing that. If you have something good to say about a Jew, I'm happy to hear it. If you have something bad to say, keep it to yourself. Not interested. Or I don't think you're qualified to say an opinion on a person who you don't even know. How many hours did you spend with that person that you're so quick to say he's not a tzaddik, he's baloney, this is baloney, or this book you're not supposed to read? Did you ever open the book to see what's in it? That you're qualified to say I shouldn't read the book? So it's impossible to come close to holiness unless a person possesses some of this azis digdusha, shetzorich kol odom sheyiloi azis digdusha. Every Jew must have some of this holy azus, kedei sheyuchal lamoid neged azusam hora shelo azeponim, in order to have the ability to stand up to the evil azus, to the chutz, to the negative kind of toughness of these people, shenoitlin hamemsholo liatzman, who take authority onto themselves. They are self-declared educators, rabbis, teachers. Their authorities on religion, their authorities to tell you that this is wrong. I never heard of this. Yet a person says, getting up at middle of the night, I never heard of this. You never heard a lot of things, man. You never heard of a blue-covered sparrow. That means it don't exist just because you never heard of it? Are you G-O-D? Paro said that. Paro said when Moshe Rabbeinu came to him and said, I'm here representing Hashem. Paro said, one second, let me Google him. He Googled him, he's not there. He said, you're mistaken. There is no Hashem. Have a nice day. On to the next case. But we have people today who, if they don't know about it, or if they're not doing it, it has to be wrong. Or it certainly can't be good. So Rav Nosson Zal says, these people take authority to themselves. They're self-declared leaders, educators, rabbis, ki azus malchusa beloitaga, because the Gemara says chutzpah is a king without a crown. Again, it's a person who thinks he's king, but he don't have no crown. He has nothing qualifying him that would give him the right to state an intelligent opinion about what he's trying to talk about. Va'azus u'bechinas koilois. And we know that chutzpah, azus, is specifically related to sounds, to noise, a loud noise, yelling, raising one's voice. A display of chutzpah is when a person raises their voice or they speak in a certain kind of way, or a boom, a loud noise is an azus again. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, hein yitein bekoiloi koil ois. He gives forth with his voice a sound of ois, strength. Now, Rabbeinu Zal continues to say over there, V'lovoi l'azus, how does a Jew acquire this azus? We're saying that a Jew by nature is shy, baishonim. Baishon is the opposite of azus. How does a person, and if you're telling me that this is a critical thing that I must have in order to come close to Kedusha, so that there's no compromising. I can't say, no, I'll manage without it. Rabbi Nelson Zal said, EF, impossible. So in order to get to this, Hualidei Simcha, a person needs real happiness. Because the pasuk said, there's a pasuk that says, Ki chedvas Hashem, hi mo'uzchem. Joy with Hashem, happiness with Hashem, that is your oiz, that's your strength, that's your fortification. And how does one get to Simcha? Shezoichin al yedei shnei haksorim, which a person is zoicha to by acquiring the two crowns, Shehein bechinas naase v'nishma, which the Jews received when they showed such faith in Hashem, unquestioning faith in Hashem, will do, and then will understand. The Gemara says when they did that, every Jew received two crowns, a crown for naase, a crown for nishma. And a crown is another word for simcha, because there's a pasuk, v'simchas oilam al roisham, eternal happiness on their heads, al roisham, on your head is a crown. So we see that the crown is simcha. Shehein b'chinas toiru tefila. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show over there in Likutei Moran that nase and nishma represent toira and tefila. They represent Nigla v'Nistar, the revealed portion of the Torah and the hidden portion, v'chulu, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Bechinas bereishis bora. Rabbeinu Zal also shows that these two Nasa v'Nishma are represented by the first two words in the Torah, bereishis and bora, which is half of bereishis. It's called chatzi maimar. V'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there. V'tzorich kol odom leilich midarga ledargo. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that in order to be religious, in order to serve Hashem, a person cannot stay in one place. A person has to always be growing, advancing, going from level to level. I have this nasa v'nishma, now I want a new nasa, I want a new nasa and the new nishma. I want to keep going higher and higher. And when a person succeeds in doing this and running, going higher, 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 kishenichlal be'ein soif, the great, great tzaddikim who go so high that they actually plug into the infinite light of Hashem, they go into the nase v'nishma of Hashem, kavyochel. I'm sorry, we skipped a line. Ad she'nichlal b'tchilas nekudas habriya, until the person plugs into the beginning dot of creation, v'achar kach, and then after that, when he plugs into Ein Soif, the infinite light of Hashem, which is above that, shom ha'toira hi toiras Hashem mamish, v'hatfila hi tfilas Hashem mamish. Then he's plugging into the highest possible levels of Torah and Tefillah. He's plugging into Hashem's Torah and Hashem's Tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that the Gemara mentions Hashem's learning and Hashem's davening. So the person, the tzaddik, plugs into those highest levels of Torah Hashem and Tefillah Hashem. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran. V'koidim sheyoytzim voyle midarga ledarga. However, before a person leaves the level that they're on and they're able to go up to the next level, tzorich sheyeh lo yerida koydem hu aliyah. They have to first go down in order to go up. Ki hayerida hi tachlis hu aliyah. Because the yerida is a stepping stone, it's a springboard for the aliyah. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbein Azal elaborates on all of this. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki ikar habriya hoya bishvil hu emunah kedoshah. The main reason for Hashem creating everything was emunah. Another word for emunah is Torah, right? Because we know the Gemara says that the summary, if you shrink the Torah to its most basic element, it's emunah. V'tzadik be'emunah so yichya. So the main purpose of creation was the holy emunah. She'al yodo yoydin mimenu yisporach. It's through emunah, through faith, that a person gets to know about Hashem and to understand whatever little bit we can understand about Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ve'rastich li be'emunah v'yodates Hashem." She'bishvil ze nivra hakoil kiyadua, and that's the reason that everything was created for. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the wording "begin the yishtemoidoin lei," so that we should come to recognize Hashem, awareness of Hashem, recognition of Hashem, respect for Hashem. It's all in one category. V'ze goydel hachiyuv liso isha, and this is why the Torah considers it so important for a Jew to get married, kedei lifrois v'lirbois, in order to multiply. Bishvil kiyum ha'olam, so that the world will continue to exist. Why? Kedei sheyizgale emunosoi umalchusoi al yidei ribui bnei odom shebechol dor vador. So that Hashem's faith and Hashem's kingdom will be revealed, will be known through the many people in each and every single generation. We know the more people, we have the famous quote, Baroivam Hadras Melech. The more people, the greater an honor is to a king. When a king is making an appearance, if 1,000 people come out to see him, it's one thing. If 1,000,000 people come out to see him, it's something bigger. It's a much greater respect for him. Because our mission is to continue this emuna, to pass on this emuna from generation to generation. As the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 100, v'ad doyer v'doyer emunosoi, and from generation to generation, faith in Hashem. Another pasuk, l'doyer v'doyer emunosecho koinanto eretz. From generation to generation, for the sake of your faith, you establish the world, vata'amoid, and it is standing. She'ikar brias v'kiyum ho'ilam, she'koinen eretz vata'amoid, the main reason for the creation of the world, that Hashem established the world and allows it to stand, hu b'shvil ledoyer v'doyer emunosecho, is so that emuna in Hashem will be transmitted, passed on from generation to generation. Sheyamshichu hu emuna midor ledor. V'al kein hishiru chachomeinu zal lehisrachek beyoiser me'azeponim. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch warns us to keep our distance, to stay far away from people who have chutzpah, milisa mehem, not to marry anybody like that. Because these people who have chutzpah, they push you away from emuna. How? Because they are the greatest obstacle that prevents people from coming close to the true tzaddikim. Shemehem ikar hamshochas emuna kedosha, who are the ones whose main job is teaching emuna, promoting emuna in Hashem. V'alkein, therefore, bevadai osur lisa mehem. That's why it's definitely forbidden to marry them. Marriage is a very strong connection. You want to be as keep as far away from these people. You don't want to even get slightly connected to them, especially not making a deep connection like marriage. Why? Ki ikar hanisuin hu b'shvil lahamshich v'emunah kedoshah midor ledor. Because we just established that the main reason why I'm getting married is to be able to pass on faith in Hashem from generation to generation. In order to do that, I must come close to the true tzaddikim. One of the greatest obstacles that blocks you from coming close to true tzaddikim is people who have this chutzpah, these azeponim shebedor. Therefore, it's clear. Therefore, this is somebody who you definitely do not want to marry. It's the opposite of what marriage is really for. Okay, that's one very important concept that Rav Nosson Zal establishes in this halacha. Next, now he's going to move on to the topic of Tikkun HaBris, V'alkein, and based on this introduction, you'll understand why Iker HaMilchomo Shel Ha'odam, the main battle of a Jew in this world, Hu Be'inyan Taiva Hazois, is regarding conquering this desire, the illegal desire for women, a desire that goes against the laws of the Torah. Kishom ho'ikar ho'azus digdusha, because that's where a person really shows their strength, their azus, their brazenness. How tough, you want to see how tough you are? Let's see how, if you're tough enough to withstand this test. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, the Sforim say, Boyaz, that there was a tzaddik who was called Boyaz, and he's a tzaddik who's known to have passed one of the greatest, one of the most difficult tests in Tikkun HaBris. And the word Boyaz, it's brought, is Boy Tukfa. In him is strength. In him, and in this area, this shows how strong a person really is. V'sharoshoi nimshach mikedusho ho'elyoina. And this is rooted in a very high level of holiness, the highest level of holiness, mebechina shnei haksorim, the two crowns that we mentioned earlier. Shehem nase v'nishma, toiro utfila, nistor v'nigla, shehem bechinas bereshis bora. What's the connection? Ki shnei haksorim hanal, heim bechinas chamo levona. Because those two crowns are also referred to as Chachma and Malchus, the sun and the moon. Bechinas Ish v'Ish. Remember the Gemara says that when the moon came to present its argument before Hashem, the moon said, Yefsher l'shnei malochim l'shtamesh b'keser echad. Two kings cannot share one crown, implying that the sun and the moon are kings. These are kings. Each one is a crown. And we know that the sun and the moon also represent the husband and the wife, male and female. Shehem bechinas Torah utfila, which represent Torah and tfila, kayadua, as is known. The man represents Torah, more so, he's the one who has a greater obligation for the study of Torah and the fulfillment of all of its mitzvahs. So woman is much more limited. And tefillah is associated with the woman, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hitis Halol. The woman who has fear of Hashem, she is praiseworthy. Tishalol means praiseworthy. Tishalol is also tefillah. Rabbi Nazal said, you want to learn how to daven? Watch the women. Watch their tefillah, and you'll know what it's really all about. Watch their heart, watch them spilling their hearts, not their mouths. Watch the tears, learn from them. Shemishom nimshach azus digdusha. And it's from these crowns, this naseh v'nishma, which is simcha, that's where we draw azus digdusha. And that's how a person gets close to the true tzaddikim from whom he can draw emuna. However, Hashem, for the sake of free choice, had to make things equal, to balance things out. There has to be an equal opposite force. The Meforshim bring that on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol would take two goats that had to look identical, exactly the same height, same color, same everything. One was used for a Sor El Hashem. The blood went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which happened only once a year. The other one had all the Averis of all of Klal Yisrael put on it, and that's the one that was thrown off a mountain called Azazel. It's brought that the word Azazel is the first letters of Zeh, Le'umas Zeh, Osa Elikim. This opposite this, these two, Alkein shom ikar achizas ho'azus de sitrachra. Because of the fact that male and female represent these two crowns, the simcha, the azus, that because of that, that's where the azus of the sitrachra is also right there. You have the holy goat, you have the unholy goat right next to it. Alkein hu milchama gedoyla. And therefore, this is a major battle for a person to be zecha to azus digdusha, to be able to stand up to withstand the temptations of illegal association with women in thought, in speech, in action, and to be zecha to have the right, a real good, happy, working relationship with his own wife. It's strength here, keep getting being close here and distant over there. V'zeh b'chinas simchas choson v'kala. Rav Nosson says, now we can understand also why the Torah makes such a big issue of being mesameach choson v'kala, making them happy. Shehu mitzvah l'samchom. It's a major mitzvah to bring happiness to them, to the bride and groom. K'mo yisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara speaks about this. Why? Because we said before that simcha leads to holy azus. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Happiness with Hashem, that is your oiz, that is your strength, your azus. Kama shemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh bechinas ma'asham Rabbi Senezal, this is what the Gemara says. Kol mi shenehene misudas chosam v'kala, any person who participates in a meal, in a wedding feast of a bride and groom, ve'enoi mesamcham, and he doesn't dance with them, he doesn't do something to add to the happiness, to the simcha, oiver b'chamisha koilos. That person has violated five koils that are mentioned in the pasuk. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk where it says, "Koil sasan the koil simcha, koil chasan the koil kala, koil mitzhalois chasanim," where it mentions the word koil five times regarding chasan and kala. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Look at the connection. Ki kol hakoilois hein bechinas azus kanal." Because I told you earlier that koil is a form of azus. Koil is a display of strength. Raising the volume. That's a display of power, strength, azus. So when there's koil digdusha at a wedding, that's azus digdusha. V'ikra simcha shel chosam v'kalo hu b'shvil ha-koilois ha-gdoishim. Shem b'chinas azus digdusha. And the main happiness of the wedding is for these holy sounds. Shem b'chinas azus digdusha, which represent azus of kedusha, Kedei sheyizku lahagbir ho'azis digdusha al ho'azis de sitrachra. In order to help this newly married couple, they're making a new beginning. They're starting the Shulchan Aruch fresh. They need an injection of azis digdusha. They need those koilos. They need the music and the singing and the simcha. Kedei sheyizku al yidei zeh lahamshichu emunah gdoisha. So that they'll be able to draw this holy emunah and pass it on to their children. Shebishvil ze ikar mitzvah sanisunganal. That was the main reason for getting married. This is obviously one of the major issues in Judaism is the music and dancing at a wedding. That we can see that there are hundreds of different levels and different types and styles of music and dancing at weddings. We know that one of the greatest problems that the tzaddikim and the great rabbis have had throughout the generations is that people who are not that religious, or they don't know about it, to them a celebration is, they don't know about a separation between men and women. So what's wrong with mixed dancing? What's wrong with the female singer? What's wrong? All of this is not, these are the norms of secular culture. In the secular world, that's considered normal. That's normal, that's healthy. Versus in the religious world, we measure the purity, the holiness, by the standard with which the men and women are kept apart especially at such an occasion, especially when there's extra joy, happiness, frivolousness, drinking, which could lead to all kinds of looseness and all kinds of mistakes, terrible mistakes, tragedies. So this again is one of the ways that we define, this is one of the, define a new beginning for a new couple, people getting married. In terms of the musicians also, people think that you measure the musicians by how, what this stuff, you measure the musicians by their Yirah Shomayim. Person who hires a musician to play at his wedding, who is not Shomer Shabbos, who doesn't keep Shabbos, who is not connected to Hashem, music is a spiritual, it's a nuclear force. Every music is going in, we know the Zohar Kodesh speaks about seven windows to the neshama. There are seven windows by which the neshama receives and gives. The eyes take in and they give out light. The ears are one of the receptacles of the neshama. The neshama is fed by what's coming into those ears. And that's why the Torah is so sensitive about Lashon Hara, this, and again, a certain kind of music which brings out the worst in people. It brings out Azaz the Sitra Achra. It gets people to do crazy things. Take, we see the party, Ahasuerus' party. There was a big celebration. What comes next? He wants his wife to show up without any clothes. That's a natural flow. When you're doing this, a kind of partying that's not connected to holiness, that doesn't have Azaz Digdusha in it, it doesn't have Koilois of Kedusha. The sounds there, the singing, the speaking, the music is not one of holiness. Then it goes the other way, Chas V'Shalom. And it's a natural lead into terrible things. Now you'll understand also the concept of Sheva Brachos, 7 days of partying. Why seven? 7 day parties and Sheva Brachos, seven blessings that we say at the wedding itself. We say it twice under the chuppah and then at the benching and then during each one of the days of the celebration. Kedei lahamshich al yedei hasimcha shubchinas azis digdusha, bchinas koilos digdusha, because what we're trying to do, we're trying as to use the happiness, which is azis digdusha, which is koilos of kedusha, to use it for what? Lahamshich al yedei ze kedushas hashivaroyim, to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael, the seven tzaddikim. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, and David, she'al yodom ikar hamshocha so emunah kedusha. It's through them that we receive the best, the real flow of true faith in Hashem, Tzadikim, Torah. Kama she'kosel shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Kutiman, ayin shom, look over there. V'al kein heim shivas yemei amishta, and this is why there are 7 days of celebration, of partying, Keneged Hashivaroyim, so that we can connect ourselves to each one of those seven great tzaddikim. V'ze b'chinas Hashiva Brachos, and this is also why we have seven blessings. How does blessing, how does bracha come into this? Shehim b'chinas koilois digdusha. These brachos are something that we recite. We say them. These are koilois sounds. B'chinas azis digdusha. Whereby we recite these seven blessings during each one of the 7 days of parting. Why? Kedei lahamshich kedushas hashivaroyim, to draw upon ourselves the holiness of these seven shepherds. She'al yodom ikar hamshochas emunah kedusha. It is through them only that a person really receives the full injection, the full spectrum of emuna. Ki ho emuna hi b'chinas brachos, and we know that emuna is synonymous with blessings. Ki hu mekoyer habrachos, because emuna is the source of all blessing. Faith is the source of all. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ish emunos rav brachos. A man of many, of a lot of faith, a multitude of blessings. Kimavur b'makam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, paragraph Beis. So now Rav Nosson Zal showed us the whole concept of a Jewish wedding, Sheva Brachas, what the purpose, what the ultimate purpose in marriage is, bringing children into the world, for what? For what? To increase the Emunah. It's all about increasing Ledorva. Rav Nosson Zal brings a couple, he gave two or three psukim. In other places, he quotes 10 psukim that show that this is the most important thing we're trying to transmit, to pass on from generation to generation. This Emunah. That's our religion, that's our Torah, that's our heritage, the real pure faith in Hashem. Baruch Hashem. For those that want, I believe there's the shiur has been given downstairs today. Those that want, there's a shiur downstairs. Welcome to go. Otherwise, we're going to continue. Halacha hey. Sure. Hilchas Puri of Arivia, Halacha Hei. Kol Odom Chayiv Lohoilid Ben Ubas. Every Jew is required to give birth to a son and a daughter. This halacha is also going to be a substantial halacha, about 15 pages, based on the last shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, the Torah Tikku Teichocha. Al pi haTorah Tikku Teichocha, Belikutei Tanina, Simen Ches, chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look it up. Ukvar Mevoyer, Behilchas Ishus, Halacha Beis, Rav Nosson Zal says, in Hilchas Ishus, which is coming up, Halacha Beis, there we already had a major discussion on this topic, Al pi haTorah, based on that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ayin Sham, look over there, you'll see it. However, Va'oid Lodoikai Milin. However, Hashem still has more to say. There's still more to say about this. Al Pi Mashekosav Sham Batoranal, specifically based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in paragraph 6, Al Posuk, on the Posuk that says, Uval Yoimar Shochein Cholisi, so that the neighbor will not say, I am ill. The incredible, wondrous, awesome thing that Rabbeinu Zal discusses there, regarding the multitude, the millions and billions of houses that are generated when one additional person comes and joins the kibbutz. He joins a gathering of holiness. People get together to do a mitzvah, to make a minyan, to learn together, a public gathering, and there's 12 people of it, and a 13th person comes in. Rabbeinu Zal shows there from the Sefer Yetzirah that this multiplies the holiness there billions and trillions fold larger. We would never expect that. We'd never imagine. We understand the difference, according to halacha, between 9 people and 10 people. When you have 9 people, even the greatest tzaddikim, they can't say Kaddish Kan. When you have a 10th, it changes all the rules. But once you have 10, I know that the more the merrier, Baroivam Hadras Melech, but to say that it drastically, radically changes the situation, over there, Rabbeinu Zal makes it perfectly clear that it's a different world. Each additional person that comes to join a gathering of Kedusha changes the map completely. Shenis Rabim Habatim Alfe Alofim Veribe Revovois 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 Adain Kates. The number of spiritual homes in heaven that are generated from this get multiplied billions and billions. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how it works. If you have 3 stones, you can create 6 combinations of them. If you have A, B, C, you can perform 6 different A, B, A, C, C, B, C, A, etc. Arba, when you have 4, Esrim the Arba becomes 24. Chamesh, 5, May of Esrim, it jumps up to 120. 6, it goes up to 720. You get into 7, and it's in the thousands. It's racing. This is called factorial. Ad she'ein ha'pe yochel ledaber v'alev lachshev, to the point where we can't even say. We can't even describe the numbers that this jumps to. paragraph bays. V'ato muvon memela heitev goydel hachiyuv al kolechot miyisrael lohe lebonim. And based on that, you can obviously understand very, very well why there is such a major mitzvah for each and every Jew to produce children. V'hu mitzvah harishoina b'Torah. And it's listed as the first thing in the Torah. Why? Because when a couple brings a new Jew into the world, this person has just added, they've just added an additional person to the gathering of Klal Yisrael on earth. And this caused the batim up in heaven to be multiplied to numbers we can't even say. As Rabbein Azal writes there, and this brings up incredible, wondrous pleasure and joy to Hashem, when Hashem sees these billions and trillions of homes that have been built, these batim, as they're called. Paragraph Gimel. Ki bevadai ikar hamitzvah hu lohoilid ben kosher. It's definitely a fact that the real true fulfillment of this mitzvah is when they give birth to a child who is really religious, who becomes really religious. Ben Yisraeli shiyakayim ha-Torah v'amitzvahs. A Jewish child who will fulfill the Torah and all of its mitzvahs. And even though not every person is zoicha that their children should be tzaddikim and completely religious, al kol ponim me'achar shem bechlal Yisrael hamaminim b'Hashem Yisborach b'Torosoi. At least, if they believe, if they're part of the Jewish nation and they believe in Hashem and the Torah. And the father tries from when the kids are young to educate them to Torah and Tefillah, to bring them to shul, and to places of learning, and to join, to become added onto the holy gathering of Jews, lehispalel imohem yachat, to daven with them together on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, during the weekdays, uleyached shmo yisborach imohem yachad pamayim b'chol yoyim, and to declare the unity of Hashem, to declare Shema Yisrael 2 times a day, v'loyimar Shema Yisrael, hare goyrim shashuim nifloim lefonov yisborach. This generates incredible pleasure to Hashem. Me'achar shehoisif nefesh lahakibutz hakodesh shel Yisrael. As a result of the fact that this couple was zoicha to add an additional soul to the gathering, the holy gathering of Jews, shenisrabim habatim aden keitz, which causes the batim in heaven to be multiplied infinitely. Vegam ulai yifku minei benin demale shiut tzadikim gemurim. And there's always that hope that maybe this couple will be zoicha, that from us will come forth children that will be complete tzaddikim. Nobody knows who's going to be zoicha to give birth to a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or to a tzayin of the different great tzaddikim. V'alkein, and therefore, ha'ikar, the most important thing is for parents to try to educate their children to follow the path of emuna kasher kibalnu me'avoseinu, as we received it from our parents, from earlier generations. As the Torah warns us in the Shema, v'shinantom levonecho, you will teach your children. V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem, you will teach them the Torah to your children. Ledaber bom, to speak about it. B'shivtecho b'veisecho, when you're sitting in your house. U'balechto baderech, when you're traveling. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, v'oidatom levonecho v'levneivonecho, you will inform, you will enlighten your children and your grandchildren. ubefrat, and especially leharchikom bechol mine harchokos, to keep them far, far away mehakitois horois, from the bad groupings, shekomu badoiros halolo, which have started up, especially in our generations, the reform, the conservative, those classes, lehavir chas v'sholom esnari b'nei Yisrael me'ikra das hakodesh, to try to take the Jewish youth away from the main principles of our faith, from the Torah Shebal Peh, from the Gemara, from faith in Hashem, faith in Tzadikim, she'emidu bodei tiflus, they have built their temples. Tiflus is the opposite of tefillah, means prayer, holy prayer. Tiflus means like nothingness, or chas shalom znus, it's used to refer to znus. L'lamed es b'nei Yisrael chochmos chitzonius, where their main goal is to teach Jewish youth secular wisdom, as much secular studies, as little religion as possible. Shekulam heim poirkei oil legamri, all of their leaders, all of their educators, are people who have thrown away Yiddishkeit completely. They eat treif, they don't keep Shabbos. Ve'im batchila meramim esavim, and if in the beginning they trick the parents, they fool the parents, they want the parents to send their kids to these schools, so they tell the parents, Voyimrim, they tell them, She'ilmudimoim gam limura Torah, we're going to be teaching, they're going to be learning Torah also. We also have Torah here, of course. Avul hakoil hu tzvius v'sheker. However, it's all make-believe, it's false. Ki ma'at shalom demi imohem, because the little bit of Torah that they teach them, hurak mikra, is only chumish or navi, imperusheim ubeureim horoim, using their evil commentaries, their commentaries that are not promoting faith in Hashem or faith in tzaddikim, sheyotzu meapikursim gemurim mefursamim, those commentaries which were written by people who themselves were apikursim, people who did not believe in Torah and Hashemayim. Uktsosa mehem hemirudasam, and some of them even converted out of the religion. Some of those authors of some of these commentaries on Torah. V'chibru beurim v'targumim al Torah neviim ksuvim, and some of these guys actually authored commentaries on the Bible, on Torah that are taught in these institutions, in Reform and conservative schools. Kimefursim kol ze lebnei Yisrael haksherim, as all of this is very well known to the religious, to the real religious Jews. Ve'ein kan mokim laharich b'ser. Rav Nosson says, I don't want to go into this further over here. So that's the most important thing, if a person is bringing children into the world, to know that there is this danger. There's azus digdusha, there's azus de sitrachra. That's azus de sitrachra. That's people who have the audacity to call themselves Jewish educators, or that they really want the benefit of the Jews. This is current events. Today's paper was delivered to my house, the Hamodia English Today, Thursday, which speaks about the Reform and Progressive Movement, who are the ones who are pressuring the Israeli government to change, to challenge the religious education in Israel, to force all the religious schools to include a lot of secular studies, to have them take the same tests as are taken by non-religious kids, etc. In other words, who's behind this? Let's look at who's behind this. Reform and progressive movements. What are they looking? What is their goal? Their goal is lack of faith. Their goal is assimilation. That's what they themselves have done. They've married non-Jewish women. They're eating pork. And this, they're the ones who are discussing what Jewish kids should be taught in Israel, what education should be given to Jewish kids in Israel. And again, they dress it up that, again, they're not, of course we want Torah, of course we're going to teach Torah, of course we're for the Torah, but they're their version of the Torah. They're not for Torah Shebal Peh, they're not for Gemara, Mishnah, Halacha. There's many faces, there's different faces to the Torah. There's the light faces and there's the dark faces. There's the Ponim Mirin and the Anpen Chashuchin. Rav Nosson says, "Avol me'achar sheroiv Yisrael haksherim mechanchem b'neim." I had a friend in New York that I'm in touch with, you know, regularly, who mentioned to me that that in the yeshiva that his son is going to, they had all the boys in his son's class. His son was just bar mitzvah. We're not talking about 3-year-olds. We're talking about 13-year-old kids that are putting on tefillin. All the kids were given Super Bowl shirts to wear in honor of when the Super Bowl was going to be played, to make sure again that their heads would be in the right place when they're in school, when they're studying mathematics and Torah, and they're studying all the different stuff. Make sure their head is in the right place. The American culture, this is what's part of being an educated, intelligent human being in the year 2013, nowadays, that we want our kids to have a well-rounded education, to be normal, healthy, assimilated human beings. Rahman al-Islam. Person would say, but what's wrong? It's fun. There are people who play it. What are you making such a big deal about? The answer is, it's not each individual thing. It's who's behind it and what it undermines. The Torah says, "U'b'chukoseim lo yiseilechu." It's not a joke. The Torah says a Jew is not allowed to follow the style of dress or these kind of things of non-Jews. Because if you do, you or your son or your grandson's going to be under the wedding canopy with one of them. People have this kind of education. They wonder, how did it happen? How did their son marry a non-Jewish woman? Or how did their daughter marry a non-Jewish man? How could it be? The answer is, it's simple. Avol me'achar sheroiv Yisrael haksherim mechanchem b'neim b'derach avaysen ha'shmeilem. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, since most religious Jews are educating their kids the old method, they're following the old method, the method that we got from our forefathers, sheyivalu yemeim rak al Torah tefila, to spend their days only studying Torah and tefila, lahagois b'toras Hashem, to struggle, to spend day and night working in Hashem's Torah, b'chsav, the written Torah, ubal peh, and the oral Torah, b'shas u'poiskim, learning shas and halacha, harei he moisifim nefesh la'kibbutz shel Yisrael. So each one of those parents who's giving their kids a kosher education, they are adding an additional soul to the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael. V'nisra ben abatim moed moed, and the batim up in heaven are being multiplied tremendously. Al kein schorom harbe moed. Therefore, the reward for that is tremendous. And this is what will bring the redemption. Every new additional child that comes into the world, or every child that's been given the right kind of education, the more we're promoting emun in Hashem, this is what's going to bring the gula. As the pasuk says, hakotoin yihi elo elef, vahatsoyer legoyotzim. The little one is going to become 1,000. Vatsoyer, and the young one, Lagoy Otsum, is going to grow to be a powerful nation. Ani Hashem Beito Achishena. I, Hashem, at the right time, will speed up the redemption. We'll bring. So we see the Pasuk is combining the Geula with this concept of the little one growing, the little nation growing, every additional person that's added. Vakoil Alidei Bchinanal. All of this is going to be accomplished through what we mentioned here, Alidei Ribui Habatim, by multiplying, by generating those many, many batim, Alidei Ribui Hatzirufim Aden Kates, through the multitude of combinations that come about when this is done, A, B, B, C, as we said before, Shaidei Zeh, through this, Yia Hatzoyer Legoy Otzimoid, this little nation will become super powerful. It's not that 1,000 Jews is 1,000 Jews. 1,000 Jews who are united in Yiddishkeit is trillions and trillions, can easily outshine. Now, as a person would say, the Jewish people in the world, there's 9 billion people, the Jews aren't even a drop in the bucket. You don't know. You don't know that the Jews who get it together, those Jews, every place where there's a minyan, Every place where people are united in serving Hashem, and every new additional person that's being added to that group, it's in the trillions, it's not in the billions. They are outranked a trillion to one, the non-religious and the non-Jews. And this generates unbelievable pleasure to Hashem, ad sheyichmeru rachmov, until Hashem's kindness will be activated, v'yochish lo l'goleinu, and Hashem will rush to redeem us. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, ani Hashem be'ito achishena, I am Hashem, at the right time, I'll make things happen quickly. It's going to happen very quick. We'll hold it over here for now. The next piece is a phenomenal piece that's mentioned in a few places.